Hello, and welcome to day 4 of the 5-day mini vacation with your angels program. I'm Kate Large, and clearly I still have laryngitis, but I don't feel near as bad as I sound. I actually feel pretty good. So, we're going to have an exciting time. I'm so, so excited that you're here with me and that you're sticking with me even though I sound different. But I do want to celebrate that you're here, and whether you're listening live or to the recording, this is a very, very special time to tap into the support of Mother Earth and to support her. And as the energies of our planet ascend to that higher vibration of that love of Christ consciousness. Now, one other thing I want to mention, if you are posting questions in the Q&A, please email those questions to me so I can email you back, because since we're only doing 30 minutes, there really isn't time for me to answer your questions live. But I do want to answer your questions. And someone sent in a question on Monday, someone named Janice, but I could not find her email address. So please email me and I will answer your questions. So in the next 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by the angels of the angelic realm and the earth. And I'm going to do my best to keep this to 30 minutes, but it appears to be taking me longer to speak clearly with this laryngitis, so please just bear with me if we go a little bit over. So to get the very most out of our time together, please make sure that you won't have any multitasking distractions to take you away from our magic time together. And I do invite you to just sit back and relax and fully enjoy the love of the angels of the angelic realm and the angels of Mother Earth and all that love that they're going to be sharing with us. So this program, like the others, is being recorded, and by the time we complete, you will have received a replay and access email in your inbox with the information on how to listen to today's program, a reminder for tomorrow's program, tap into the magic vibration of intention. And I am so excited about tomorrow, because tomorrow's Friday the 13th. How perfect is that, that we're going to be tapping into the magic vibration of intention on Friday the 13th. You know, I don't know about you, but wonderful things always happen in my life on Friday the 13th. And one of those things is that I'll be sharing day 5 of this series with you. Now, you'll also get in that email some goodies related to this program, the Communicating with the Angels program, and a private angel reading with me. So be sure to open that email. Now, there are 3 steps to the flow of our program tonight. First, I'll share with you how we are as one with Mother Earth, and we'll align our human bodies with the energy of the angelic realm using that powerful breathing technique that I learned from Deepak Chopra. And then we'll experience a beautiful guided journey of love with the earth angels and the angels of the angelic realm. And if you haven't experienced this before, I'm telling you, I love, love, love it. It is one of my most favorite meditations or guided journeys, I like to really call them guided journey, that the angels have ever given me. Now, I trust that you've been enjoying the love of your angels that you've experienced throughout this program. Because on the first day, you know, we met our worry angel and we learned how to magically give him all the worries. And then the second day, we worked with the gratitude angels to tap into the power of gratitude. And on the third day, we worked with the angels of love to heal your inner child and shift to the higher vibration of unconditional love. And today, on this fourth day of our mini vacation, we will meet the earth angels. Now, I knew that the earth had angels, but I was surprised the first time I saw one. And I did that in an angel reading. These beautiful angels came forward, and they did not look like the typical angels of the angelic realm. Because, you know, typically when we see angels of the angelic realm, they have white feathers. But the feathers of earth angels look like rabbit fur. And they're soft like the rabbit fur. And when I learned this, glimpses of memories past made sense to me and helped me to understand more about our connection with the earth. Now, several years ago, I attended a live event here in Denver that opened that door of connection for me. We were in a walkout basement of this beautiful home in the foothills, and the doors were open to the backyard, and a light breeze was filling the room, and it was just gorgeous. And I was sitting on a bar stool at the bar area, when the woman presenting the program began a meditation. And right after that meditation began, I found myself having to hold on to the seat of that bar stool to make sure I didn't fall off, because I didn't feel like I was staying in my body. Because just a few minutes later, I really actually had to open my eyes to make sure that I was still sitting on the bar stool, because I felt as though I had floated outside with that warm breeze that was circulating throughout the room. And as strange as it sounds, I felt as though I were a blade of grass, gently swaying in the breeze, because I felt as one with Mother Earth. It was like I didn't have any body anymore. I was just a part of the breeze, a part of the grass. And I felt the love of Mother Earth. And I felt fully supported to make the changes that I needed to make in my life. And you are fully supported too. We are all as one with Mother Earth. And Mother Earth feels our pain. And at different levels of intensity, we feel the pain of Mother Earth. So in this session of our 5-day mini vacation with the angels, we'll meet the Earth angels. Our angels will join us, and together with the angels of both heaven and earth, we'll tap into the essence of the love that we are. And we'll bathe Mother Earth with that healing vibration of love. So right now in this moment, Mother Earth and all who walk her soils are in a state of energetic transformation of ascension, which means that human energy must ascend too. And we have no choice in this. There's no opt-out button. You know, we dream of having more, of living life more fully, but we get complacent with our lives. You know, we know that we can do better. We can step into doing more, but life is okay, and changing things would mean stepping outside our comfort zone. So we just keep plugging along, and sometimes aimlessly, just surviving each day, just existing, not really living. Well, what we really must understand is that the energy of our planet will no longer support simply existing. The energy of our planet is pulling us forward to fulfill our potential. And our potential is huge. Our potential is all those dreams of our heart that we've pushed aside and suppressed because at a deep subconscious level, we believe we're not good enough. Now, if we're actively working at ascending our energy, the energies of our planet support us. Mother Earth fully supports us. But if we're wallowing in less than love energy, content to be simply existing, we're out of alignment with the ascending energy of Mother Earth. And something will happen. Something will happen to force us to change our status quo. Something that pulls us out of that brain fog of simply existing and forces us to wake up and tap into the love that is our essence so that we may create happier lives. The energy flowing throughout Mother Earth won't support the status quo if its foundation is less than love. So that something will happen to wake us up to shifting our energy from less than love to love. And that something isn't always pleasant. That something isn't a punishment. Quite the opposite. It's the fear energy within us crying out for help to be transmuted to love. That less than love, fear energy is worry, stress, overwhelm, anxiety, frustration, anger, all those feelings of helplessness or powerlessness. It's the energy of holding on to unforgiveness or being a victim. Now, when we face these less than love energies and dissipate their darkness with our light, our energy ascends. And for humans, it's a shift from that lower vibration of fear to the higher vibration of love. And the result of this shift is an ascension to Christ consciousness, that love energy, and taps us into our ability to create our heaven on earth easily. And as our spiritual hearts open to shifting our vibration, our physical bodies must align to the new, higher vibration of energy. Now, Mother Earth experiences are similar. However, her shift in energy affects us through earthquakes, tsunamis, climate changes, weather, and even fire. And her shift to release that lower vibration of fear affects us as our shifts affect her. But our shifts can affect us. Her shifts can affect us on a much, much larger scale. So those who are answering the call, those who are allowing their hearts to awaken, to shift their core energy to love, are living where they're living for a reason. Because when we heal within, we heal the soils of Mother Earth beneath our feet. And through our prayers and our own individual healing, we connect with that crystalline grid that surrounds Mother Earth to help others who are seeking healing. We connect, and they too heal the soils of Mother Earth beneath their feet. Now, in this program, whether you're listening live or to the recording, you are healing a part of you. And the soils of Mother Earth beneath your feet are healing as well. And the more we can do individually and collectively to help Mother Earth to heal and ascend, the less that she will have to do in the way of what we term natural disasters, like earthquakes and weather. And we must remember that Mother Earth is a living, breathing entity. She's an energetic spirit, and we are her guests. Our mission during our session together to heal Mother Earth with the unconditional love of our life force essence. And in the healing, we support her, and she supports us back. Our collective support creates a beautiful cycle of giving and receiving for all involved. Not just Mother Earth, you and I, but all who are within the contact of our collective energy. So we want to ask Mother Earth's permission to work with her energy through love to heal her. Wherever you are, the loving essence of you has an impact on Mother Earth, and the soils beneath your feet know of your presence. Many of you feel as one with the earth. You love the trees, the waters. You love the very soul of her soils. So in today's mini vacation, we will connect with the earth's angels and our angels. We'll ask the soils of Mother Earth, where we live, permission to send healing love to her. And if we get a yes, we will proceed. If you feel a no to your request for permission, I ask you to honor the no and stop. I must say that I don't expect anyone to get a no, but it is possible. Now, our angels will join us, and together with the angels of both heaven and earth, we will tap into the essence of the love that we are and bathe Mother Earth with the healing vibration of love. We'll begin by settling our mind chatter, by experiencing Deepak Chopra's breathing exercise, and I do use that with permission of the Chopra Center. I'll be asking the four questions, and don't get hung up on trying to answer them. Simply live those questions, and life will move you into the answers. So if you'll just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap and your eyes closed, please focus your attention on your heart and take a deep breath in. Focusing on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And embrace the things that you're grateful for. And allow yourself to feel that emotional fulfillment of gratitude. Take a deep breath of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer. Just ask, who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. Take a few deep breaths in, and now we'll connect with Mother Earth's angels and our angels to send healing love to Mother Earth. Together, we set the intention to connect with Mother Earth's angels and our angels to bathe the soils beneath us with unconditional healing love. We understand that this love will permeate not only the soils, but all the cells of our home and the surrounding area. We will ask permission and proceed if we get a yes, and stop if we get a no. So with your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us, and we gratefully come together as one with you and Mother Earth to bathe her in unconditional love. We open our hearts to yours and Mother Earth's guidance to follow through with any action steps of healing. We acknowledge the honor that it is for us to take in the sustenance provided by Mother Earth. In gratitude, amen. Now we'll ask Mother Earth's permission. Open your heart to identify a yes or no. Take a deep breath and ask, Mother Earth, may we have permission to saturate your soils with unconditional love? Ooh, I received a yes very quickly. So take a deep breath in and allow yourself to see before you in your mind's eye a mighty oak grounding tree. Walk up to the tree and gently place your hand on the bark. And your beautiful grounding tree welcomes you into its loving essence of God and Mother Earth. So step into that tree and allow your feet to meld into the roots of the tree, down into the soils of Mother Earth. They travel deeper and deeper down to the core light of energy within Mother Earth and pull that wonderful healing light energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. The branches of your grounding tree open wide to the loving breath of God. Take a deep breath in and feel the love of God merging with the healing energies of Mother Earth in your heart. Now notice as you take another deep breath, you feel a swirling mist of spray, like standing near a waterfall. Breathe in deeply the sweet earthly fragrance of trees and water and freshly turned soil. Allow yourself to feel the gentle breath of the wind of time and feel the slow beat of the heart of Mother Earth as it aligns with the beat of your heart. Notice that you're sitting on a blanket of grass with a circular patch of soil before you. This soil shows the wear and tear of Mother Earth where you live. Take a deep breath and allow yourself to see that Mother Earth's angels and your angels have joined you. They sit down with you, surrounding this patch of soil, forming a circle. The angels are smiling. They are so happy to be with you, and they hold out their hands to you. Together you clasp hands over the open patch of soil. Then slowly lower your hands to feel the pain and joy of Mother Earth throughout her centuries of existence through your patch of soil where you are. From deep within your heart, pull forth the love that is your essence, and send all that love that you are through your fingertips to Mother Earth. Mother Earth's angels and your angels send their unconditional love to Mother Earth. As your love blends together with that of the angels, the soil of Mother Earth begins to vibrate, pushing your hands up a few inches. Take a deep breath in and allow God's love to flow through you even stronger to the soils of Mother Earth. God's white light surrounds you and the angels, growing brighter and brighter till all you can see is the light. Continue to breathe into the love of God. Notice that that light begins to dissipate, and you can once again see your hands with the angels. Now you see that beneath your hands is a large, beautiful diamond, sparkling brilliantly the light of the rainbow out to you and the angels. Mother Earth's angels pick up the diamond and give it to you. This is your gift for honoring Mother Earth. You graciously accept it and hold it to your heart. The diamond then melts into your heart, bringing with it a profound sense of peace and balance, firmly grounding you and connecting you with Mother Earth. You see that the patch of soil is now fertile and rich. Reach over and feel the now cool, moist, fertile soil and allow yourself to feel the beating of the heart of Mother Earth. Thank Mother Earth for all her gifts. Thank her. Thank her angels and your angels for welcoming you and helping you to give love to Mother Earth. Now it's time to return to the physical world. Breathe in deeply and see the roots at your feet once again burrow deeply into the Mother Earth, down to the core light within her. And take a deep breath in and pull that vibrant, healing, light energy of love up through the soils of Mother Earth, up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Gently step out of your grounding tree, bringing with you the ascension of love with Mother Earth that you've just experienced. You're fully grounded and return to the physical world. Now this journey, this healing journey with Mother Earth, will ascend the energy of your location. This is what we're here for, to shift our energy to that of unconditional love. And know that those who hold to the lower, darker energies of fear will be repelled by the higher love energy that you and the soils of Mother Earth, where you live, are shifting to. I ask that you pray for them and send them love. And allow yourself to use your eyes to see, your ears to hear, and your wisdom of knowing within to recognize signs from Mother Earth of her gratitude. Your heart is stepping into the enlightenment of love energy. Allow the brilliant light of your diamond heart to illuminate your pathway. As you continue to work collectively with Mother Earth and your angels, your life flows easier, and you step into your power as that limitless spiritual being of love and light that you are, knowing you can be, do, and have anything your heart desires. Be gentle with yourself as your body aligns to this higher vibration of love. And by the time we complete, you will get that replay access email in your inbox with access information to this recording, to tomorrow's Friday the 13th. I'm so excited. Can't wait. Tap into the Magic Vibration of Intention program, plus all the other goodies that I've included in there. So be sure to open your email. I know we are almost out of time, but I want to share one thing with you. It's going to take just a few minutes. And I'm so happy to be sharing this with you. A few years ago, I was visiting family with Matt, the Magic Poodle, and I took him out for a walk. And two houses down, there was an enormous, beautiful willow tree in the front yard. And this willow tree was so large, the branches hung down over the sidewalk, and some of them actually touched it. Magic and I stopped when we got to the edge of the tree there on the sidewalk, and I could energetically feel the tree welcoming us into its aura. And I was hesitant because all I could think about were all the spiders that were in there hanging down, you know, out of the tree. And then I heard that tree chuckle. And he assured me the spiders would not bother me. And he was going, come on in, come on in. So Madge and I were brave. And we ducked under and in between the branches to walk in. And when we got to the center of the sidewalk, directly across from the tree's trunk, we stopped. And I looked up and I looked around and, oh my God, the tree was simply breathtaking. It was so beautiful. And I told it it was the most beautiful weeping willow I had ever seen. And then it corrected me. The willow told me it wasn't weeping at all. It was bowing in reverence to God, in gratitude for creating it. We talked for just a few more minutes, and then Madge and I had to proceed on our way. I bowed in honor of its majestic beauty, and I thanked it for sharing the truth about its branches. So when you feel those trees are connecting with you, or even a cactus, I saw a cactus in Arizona that, or New Mexico, I don't know where we were. Fred and I were somewhere out on this gravel road, and this cactus started talking to me. It happens. So when the trees, or the flowers, or a cactus, or even the water flowing by, and you start to feel a message, listen. So this completes our time together. I'm Kay Large, and thank you for joining me on this fourth day of our five-day mini vacation with your angels. I am so thrilled to be sharing this time with you. I will see you tomorrow on day five, same time, same place, for 30 more magical minutes with your angels. May you be profoundly blessed in this moment and every moment.